this nice vendor about it, and I said this is not something that the city has imposed solely on this particular project. It's imposed this on other projects of similar nature, and just left it at that. Ms. Nicewinder was in attendance at the meeting remotely, but did not speak because she was not present. In the intervening time, staff has talked about it a little bit, and again, this is not something that is being brought just for this particular project. This is something that, based on the tribal consultation that came forth as part of the AB 52 process, staff believed that to support the mitigated negative declaration, this mitigation condition was necessary. Otherwise, staff was not able to make a finding of a mitigated negative declaration in support of the development agreement. So the council has the ability to remove this condition, but if the council does so, it might impact the finding of mitigated negative declaration. And I don't know if Phil has anything additional, Mr. Dunsmore has anything additional to add on that.
If we could briefly, let me get a motion to pass the others and we can kind of continue this. So may I get a motion, unless there's any further comment on items 1 through 6 and 8 through 10?
I'll so move.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Barbeau, a second by Mayor Pro Tem Funk. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Barbeau?
Yes.
Councilmember Darris?
Yes.
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 Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, so to item number 7. Director Dunsmore, is there anything else that you wanted to bring into that conversation?
Not unless there are additional questions. Thank you. I do concur with our city attorney, and it's accurate that we do apply this very similar mitigation to multiple projects within the city when there is an environmental document, and typically the tribes do request these where there is evidence that there may be subsurface artifacts.
Okay. So what you're saying is this isn't being applied specifically to this applicant. It's done routinely, and as our city attorney said, if we were to remove that, we could risk that negative deck. Okay. Questions by my colleagues? No? I will look for a motion then.
I'll move approval of item A7.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Barbeau, a second by Councilmember Newsom. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Barbeau?
Yes.
Councilmember Darris?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes unanimously.
You couldn't make my last meeting an easy consent, so that was kind of nice. Thank you. It gave me a little something to do. All right. We're going to move on to council announcements and committee reports. If there are any council members who have, we serve on committees or anything we've been doing in the community that we want to report out on, I'll start on my right.
Nothing to report.
The Tascadero Groundwater Basin Sustainability Agency is having a routine meeting on December 18th, and council member, soon to be Mayor Barbeau, has graciously offered to attend in my absence because I also will be attending the executive committee of the Homeless Services Oversight Council at the same time. And the Design Review Committee is meeting this Thursday to review a project on Traffic Way.
The IWMA is not meeting this month, and we have achieved what I always want to achieve, which is stable, boring, and competent administration. And so no need for a meeting this month, so nothing to report there. We'll report on a personal note. This morning I participated in helping set up coats for kids, and that's occurring this weekend for residents in Tascadero and Paso Robles at the Mid-State Fairgrounds. So.
Okay, I'm also on the DRC meeting Thursday. Also Thursday is the Visit Slow Cal, so I got a busy day on Thursday, and then next week is Cap Slow board meeting, and other than that, I have nothing else to report.
All right, thank you. I had a Slow Cog last week, and we're getting ready for the Regional Transportation Plan again. It's sort of a 20-year-plus plan, but every 4 years you're updating it, so you're constantly doing the RTP. But part of that will be the new RENA, so I can't believe it's 2025 almost, and we're already talking about another Regional Housing Needs Assessment and Allocation. But here we go. All right, with that, we are on to presentations this evening. So I would like to, we're going to first recognize our outgoing treasurer, Jerry Seebach. And Jerry, I know you're, there he is. Jerry's on the end over there. I've got a proclamation, or commendation that I would like to read to Jerry. Whereas Jerry Seebach has dedicated the last 10 years to serving Atascadero as the city treasurer with integrity, diligence, and commitment. And whereas Jerry Seebach is a graduate of Atascadero High School and earned both his Bachelor's of Science and Master's degrees in Mathematics from Cal Poly, Jerry began his municipal career as Morro Bay's Finance Director and Treasurer from 1980 to 1983, before serving as Atascadero's City Treasurer from 1987 to 1990. Jerry was elected SLO County Auditor Controller, where he served from 1991 to 2012. In 2014, the City of Atascadero elected Mr. Seebach as Treasurer and is honored to celebrate a decade of service. And whereas Jerry Seebach took on the responsibility to manage the city's finances with precision, transparency, and foresight, Jerry has done more than guide city investments. He has helped shape the financial future of our community, ensuring that our city's financial health has remained strong. And whereas Jerry Seebach implemented a laddered schedule of maturities, ensuring that investments mature periodically throughout the year, and his approach provided funding for expenditures or reinvestment while maintaining a portfolio yield that closely tracked the market conditions. Jerry also recommended changes to the city's investment policy to include highly rated supranational and municipal bonds. These securities offer higher yields and enhance portfolio diversity, ultimately increasing safety and stability. And whereas Jerry Seebach supported the approval of two successful sales tax measures, which have already generated millions in new revenue for road maintenance and critical city services. Thanks to these initiatives and the prudent fiscal management of the City Council, Atascadero is now in its strongest financial position since its incorporation in 1979. And whereas Jerry Seebach always displayed an extraordinary level of professionalism and knowledge, whether it was reviewing the city's budget as a member of the Finance Committee or improving the diversification of city investments, his work has been vital to Atascadero's success. And whereas Jerry Seebach's dedication to the city has set a standard that will be acknowledged for years to come, and his legacy is one that will inspire future generations of public servants. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the City Council of the City of Atascadero, do hereby commend Jerry Seebach and his 10 years of dedicated service to the City of Atascadero, and wish him nothing but happiness, health, and success in whatever comes next. Thank you, Jerry. I've selected a couple of individuals who have worked with you more closely at the city that I would ask to say a few words. The first would be our Director of Administrative Services, Ms. Rangel.
Thank you very much, Mayor. It has been my honor to work with Mr. Seebach for the last 10 years, and I really appreciate all of the effort that he has given to our community. He is just an exceptional professional, very well educated, very smart individual. As you said, he recommended some new investment vehicles that have increased the city's yield while maintaining safety for our community. He really truly cares about our community, and overall he's just a wonderful person to work with. So thank you very much for all your years of service, Mr. Seebach.
Thank you, Director. And Councilmember Borbo worked with Jerry for 8 years on the Finance Committee.
Yes, thank you, Mayor, and I don't want to be repetitive, but Jerry is a true public servant. He was retired as the County Auditor and Controller, and members of the community asked him to step up and perform this role as City Treasurer. And he didn't have to do that, and he's done it for 10 years now, and we deeply appreciate that. Jerry, as mentioned, grew up here. He was childhood friends with former Mayor Tom O'Malley and the late Steve Martin, who was mayor of Paso Robles, so he's a rock-solid servant of our community. We are fortunate to have someone of Jerry's caliber and experience and qualification, because as we'll address later this evening in another agenda item, the only legal requirement to be city treasurer is to be 18 and a registered voter in the city of Atascadero. And Jerry obviously beats that. And been extremely fortunate to have someone of his eminent qualifications serve in this role, and he did do some substantive changes in the office and has helped us reach our goal of financial stability and sustainability. So, Jerry, it's been a pleasure for me, certainly working with you on the Finance Committee in particular, and also other aspects of your role as City Treasurer. And so thank you very much for a job. Very well done.
And Jerry, we'd love to, if you'd like to say a few words, we'd love to hear from you.
It's always dangerous to give a politician an open mic.
Yes.
But, thank you, members of the council, for the kind words. And thank you also for the support that you and your predecessors provided to me in trying to do that the role that I was asked to do. Also, the staff, Jerry Rangel, and all of the finance staff have been very gracious to me, very helpful. Anytime I asked for anything, they were right there. And all of the departments, if I had any contact with them, they were gracious and supportive. And I agree with your statement that the city is in the best financial condition. And I've been monitoring the city's financial position since the time it was incorporated, and it was very not good at the start. The property tax split was to the city's detriment. There was very little business producing sales taxes, but now the city, I really believe the city is in the strongest financial position now than it had ever been in, and I'm not wanting to take much credit for that at all. It belongs to all the council and all the staff, but that's a fact, and it makes me feel good about being able to retire from this position. I think the city is in better shape now than when I started as treasurer, and I know it's in good hands as I fade into the sunset. I want to also thank my wife and my family who she didn't want me to run for anything again. She'd had been six elections already before and said that was plenty. And then she told one of her friends, you know, an old politician never dies, they just fade away. So I'm finally fading away, Diane. I promise this is it for me.
I think we'll call it sailing away. How's
okay.
That?
Okay. Well, and the city managers, I also want to mention former Mayor O'Malley, who asked me to take on the job of city treasurer. And it was also Mr. Lewis and Rochelle Ricard were very supportive as city managers. And it's important. They provide great leadership to the city. So I am proud, and I thank you for the kind words and the resolution. I will see if I can find a new frame or something for it.
I think you will have to find a new frame and somewhere to put this lovely. So we will all in a little bit go do pictures together. So
okay.
Bear with us. But thank you, Jerry. Your service is greatly appreciated.
All right, thank you. Well, I have the pleasure of saying a few words, reading a commendation about our outgoing mayor, Heather Moreno. Heather Moreno has been mayor from 2018 to 2024. Whereas Heather Moreno became an Atascadero City Council member in 2012, following service on our Planning Commission, Heather is the second ever elected mayor and first elected female mayor, having been elected to office in November 2018, re-elected in 2020 and 2022. And whereas Heather Moreno and her husband Mike moved to Atascadero in 2004 in search of a better quality of life, drawn in by the beautiful environment, spacious rural-like neighborhoods, and slower pace of living, Heather has since been a community leader on behalf of Atascadero. And whereas Heather Moreno earned her BA degree in accounting from CSU Fullerton, Heather was employed by KPMG, one of the big four international accounting firms, and until she decided to strike out on her own. And whereas, as a lifelong learner, Heather Moreno earned her master's degree in 2013 from Fuller Theological Seminary, and whereas alongside her public service, Heather operates Weight Breakthroughs, a boutique firm specializing in wellness and personal transformation, and leads regular trainings to support women in achieving sustainable health. And whereas, as a CPA and small business owner, Heather Moreno is keenly interested in financial stewardship and economic development, Heather's accomplishments on the council include enhancing public safety, implementing government efficiencies through a focus on essentialism, and driving significant economic development and infrastructure projects that benefit Atascadero's community. And whereas, during Heather's tenure, the city achieved with ballot initiative D20 for a 1% sales tax increase, allowing the city to fully fund public safety, address infrastructure and equipment needs, and retain quality employees. And additionally, the renewal of F14 through Measure L24 this last month was approved by voters with an almost 71% approval rate, allowing the continuation of the good work and roadway rehabilitation and repair that has been accomplished throughout the last 10 years. And whereas in 2025, Heather will transition her service to the business and residents of Atascadero to the County of San Luis Obispo as the elected District 5 supervisor, where she will continue to ensure our community meets the needs, our county meets the needs of its residents and operates efficiently and effectively. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the City Council of the City of Atascadero, do hereby commend Heather Moreno on her 12 years of dedicated service to the City of Atascadero. I think it's actually 14 or more. It's the Planning Commission time, yes. And wish her all the best as she embarks on her new journey as District 5 supervisor. Signed, Almost Mayor Charles Borbeau. I'm going to pass this to you. We'll save this for down below. And I did want to add, and I won't repeat the things that were in there that I thought of as notes, but I do want to add, Heather has been a great mayor and a great role model for me to follow. She's always gracious. She's very effective at running meetings, even if she has to tell me to move it on sometimes and give a little hint here and there. She is highly thought of around the county, because I occasionally have substituted for her in meetings with other committees and agencies. She's very highly thought of. She'll be very highly thought of at the county. I know the staff will miss you, as we will on the council. And I will keep in mind your parting advice, don't eat on camera. So with that, though, I want to open up in this opportunity, though, to see if my colleagues wanted to say anything. I think... I'll start with Councilmember Newsom.
I'm going to try to keep it brief. I know it's hard, Charles. I know. From one Heather to another, I have many thoughts and have shed many tears. You have been an amazing leader. You have made a tremendous impact in your community and on us personally. This is not goodbye, but see you soon. You will always be our super mayor.
Did you want to go from...
So I want to thank Heather for her service. 12 years is a long time to be serving in elective office, and we all know that these positions are a lot of work. And I want to express, as you move on to the county supervisor role, I want to express my personal appreciation that in our work here on the council, we were able to leave that side, the race in which both of us were engaged, to not have that be an impediment to the work that we were doing together on this council to serve the people of this community. I think in a time of deep political division, this sets a really important example, and it takes both of us to make that happen. So I want to express my appreciation for that.
Thank you. Councilmember Darris.
All right, thank you. And what can't be said enough is thank you for your service to this city. You've done a great job as mayor. You certainly have set the bar high on a number of ways. It's been a real honor to work alongside you on the council, get to know you personally, and you've been a mentor for me. You've been very encouraging, and Like I said, I've learned a lot from you, and I think that you're moving on to the supervisor position is not meaning that you're leaving us, because you're going to be still helpful to us as well as the entire county. I certainly appreciate all the work that you've done here and getting in your help with me on all this. And good luck to you, and thank you so much for everything.
Okay, I believe we're going to step down and administer the oath of office.
May I say a few
yes,
things?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I'm already trying to move the meeting.
Sorry, I do appreciate that. Anybody notice I'm wearing the same dress and I have the same hair as in my picture?
Yeah. Heather, if you didn't notice.
I have the same necklace. Everything is the same.
And Jerry's wearing the same tie that was in the picture.
And Jerry. That was purposeful. I remember when I first came onto the council how frustrated I was because things moved so slowly. Looking back, though, it was the slow and often significant steps that have snowballed and created and achieved the success that we have today, and I never would have imagined that. And so to our staff, it does not happen without you. You are the ones that you bring an incredible degree of competence and caring for our community. And beyond that, you are very committed. And I don't just mean committed to the city or committed to the work. I mean committed to each other as colleagues, as a team, really as a city family. And that makes so much of a difference. And when we were, many of us, back at Emergency Management Institute about 8 years ago, and I remember several members of the FEMA, you know, employees and even other employees throughout the county who had joined in on that trip, there were about 70 of us total, said to me personally, they commented on the uncommon cooperation and collegiality among our staff. And so that was what really highlighted for me what a special place we have and how incredible each of you are, not just individually, but most especially collectively. And I thank you for your dedication, your teamwork, your professionalism. You are the ones that have accomplished everything that we have done, so thank you. And you all know that in order to do your job, you need a strong, steady council that will lead the way. And we've seen throughout the state, throughout the nation, where that doesn't happen, and it's incredibly unfortunate. And so I want to thank every single one of you, every single one of you, all four of you, because you have been part of that. You've brought your dedication, your passion, your leadership, your ideas, your commitment. You've brought it all. And we all come together and we wrestle through things and we work it out. And once we become unified, we set those priorities and we focus on the essentials. We give it to staff and they run with it, and look what they've done. And that couldn't have been done without your leadership. So thank you. I appreciate it. And to you and the community, we also don't do this without you. Your input, your thousands of volunteer hours, your sponsorship of events, your support of our collective vision. And when I say collective vision, I mean all of us together, not the five of us, but our collective vision means everything. And you have shown what it looks like to be an engaged, caring community to get things done. And you continue to work to shape the future of Atascadero. So bottom line, this has been teamwork. It is staff. It is council, it is community, and we have created something really meaningful here in Atascadero that's pretty darn cool. I'm going to say that it is the honor of my life to have been your mayor. Don't make me do it, Nick. And I thank you for your trust. I thank you for your participation. And I thank you for believing in what Atascadero could achieve, because, you know, not everybody did. And so as I leave this role, I know that the city is in excellent hands. And Councilmember-elect Peek, you are inheriting a phenomenal team, and I think you'll fit in great. So thank you for allowing me to be on this journey. I know that I will see and work with many of you in my role as county supervisor, and I cannot wait to see what comes next in Atascadero. And so as Ethel Mertz once said to Lucy Ricardo, this isn't goodbye, it's just toodaloo. Grace and joy, my friends.
I think we're going to step down now. We'll present these to Jerry Seebach and Mayor Moreno, and then after that, we will swear in our newly elected council members. So we're going to step down to the well, and anybody would like to take a picture of Mayor Moreno and Treasurer Seebach's awards, and their, that would be great.
we get a picture?
About moving stuff, I move over here. We don't have to. Before anybody runs off, we have one item of business to take care of, then we're going to take a break to commiserate with all of you who came out to join us on this evening, and we thank you for doing so. Okay. The next item of business is the City Council reorganization, and that involves the council appointment of Mayor Pro Tem. I don't know if we need public comment on this, but I'm going to accept nominations from council members to appoint a Mayor Pro Tem for the two-year term ending December 2026.
Really quick, Mayor Bobo, can I please do your roll call now that we've reorged and
got it.
I have you up there? Thank
got it.
You.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Councilmember Darris?
Here.
Councilmember Peek?
Here.
Councilmember Newsom?
Here.
Councilmember Funk?
Here.
Mayor Bravo?
Here.
All present.
All right. Thank you. So I'm open to receiving motions for an appointment of Mayor Pro Tem. Current Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Thank you, Mayor Bravo. As the outgoing Mayor Pro Tem, in keeping with our tradition of sharing this responsibility and rotating it around the council, it would be my great honor to nominate Councilmember Mark Darris to be our next Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay. And I'll second.
Okay. And Councilmember Darris, we're willing to accept this role.
I do accept, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I assume we have no other nominations. Do we have any public comment regarding this nomination? All right. Yes, thank you. All right, with that, let's do a roll call, please.
Councilmember Funk?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Councilmember Peek?
Yes.
Councilmember Darris?
Yes.
And Mayor Borbo?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Very good. Good way to start our new 2-year period. Let's see. I thought we were going to go straight into our recess, but it looks like we have... Or do I have the old copy?
Is here, so
yeah.
We flip-flopped. We jumped ahead.
Okay.
Just go ahead and
Okay, at this time, we are going to take a 15-minute recess so we can mingle with all the audience that came out to see us on this evening. And we thank you very much for doing so. Congratulations to new council member Peek, and again, congratulations to supervisor-elect Heather Moreno. You'd think I'd know that after all these years. But in any case, we're going to take a short recess, and we will reconvene at 6:55, thereabouts. Thanks.
AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
Just about everyone knows the story of how Jackie Robinson first broke into the major leagues, ending decades of racially segregated play. But few recall how Robinson's career ended in 1956 as the Dodgers and Yankees were locked in a World Series rematch. Don Larsen had just pitched a perfect game, and that gave the Yankees a 3-2 series lead. Now Game 6, played at Brooklyn's Ebbets Field, and it was scoreless into the bottom of the 10th. Then the Dodgers mounted a rally, putting runners on first and second.
And of course the crowd senses this tremendous situation here.
There were two outs. Robinson Yankee pitcher Bob Turley was on the mound. And up to the plate stepped Jackie Robinson. Bob Wolf describes what happened next.
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin ran over to second base, trying to bluff Gilliam back to the bag there, but there was no throw made. Slaughter's playing far back there in left field, and Mantle over in left center. Carey has moved over closer to the line, and Turley back off the mound for the moment. Now the right-hander's ready. The count is 1-1. Gilliam, hands on hips, leads off second base. A little further now. Turley looks back. Robinson waits. Here comes the pitch, and there goes a line drive to left field. Slaughter's after it. He leaps. It's over his head against the wall. Here comes Gilliam scoring. Brooklyn wins. Jackie Robinson is being pummeled by his teammates, congratulated. As he lined one out to left field, Slaughter leaped for the ball. It was over his outstretched glove and up against that left field wall. Gilliam scored from second base. And the Brooklyn Dodgers win here in this home tent with a tremendous demonstration here as Jackie Robinson rose to the challenge. As you know, in the eighth inning, the same challenge, and he popped up, but this time after the intentional walk to Duke Snyder, Robinson came through, lacing one out to left field. Gilliam scored, and that's it in the ball game.
Jackie Robinson's clutch hit won the game 1-0 and tied the World Series 3 games apiece. The Yankees would go on to win Game 7, after which Jackie Robinson retired from baseball. His World Series game winner was the final hit of a great and heroic career.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
The Hindenburg was an engineering masterpiece. An airship as large and as grand as the Titanic. And as doomed. Built by the Zeppelin Company in Germany during the 1930s. And at a time when flying a passenger plane across the Atlantic was a difficult and perilous journey. The great dirigibles crossed the ocean with serene and effortless grace. But the popularity of the Hindenburg was clouded in political controversy. Funds for its construction had come in large part from Germany's Nazi Party. The United States, which controlled the only natural deposits of helium in the world, denied the Zeppelin Company access to this valuable gas. As a result, the Hindenburg was inflated with hydrogen, a far more flammable substance. In 1936 alone, the great airship traveled 10 times across the Atlantic without incident. The afternoon of May 6th, 1937, promised to be no different.
Well, here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. We're out now, outside of the hangar, and what a great sight it is. A thrilling one.
On hand to record the arrival of the Hindenburg at Lakehurst Naval Air Station in New Jersey that day was a young Chicago radio reporter named Herb Morrison. Instead, Morrison helped radio to broadcast one of modern history's great disasters as it suddenly unfolded in all its terrible glory.
The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It bursts into flames. Get it started. It's rising terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring fast, and all the folks between that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the furniture screaming around here. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Lakehurst, New Jersey. The German dirigible Hindenburg is on fire. How serious is the blaze cannot be determined at this time, but it is reported that the entire ship is involved. This bulletin is from the Press Radio Bureau.
35 passengers died in the explosion of the Hindenburg. Perhaps more incredibly, a few passengers survived. What caused the ship to ignite remains speculative to this day. What is certain is that the explosion signaled the death knell of the passenger airship industry. But even as Herb Morrison's eyewitness report that day chronicled the end of one era, it signaled the beginning of another, an age in which electronic media would routinely report shocking events in the moment that they occurred.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
Welcome to Heroes of the Air, true stories of those who flew for America and earned the nation's supreme military award, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Heroes of the Air is brought to you by the Air Force Association, an independent nonprofit aerospace organization which promotes public understanding of the role aerospace power plays in our national defense. Your host for Heroes of the Air is Gene Pell. Edward Vernon Rickenbacker was truly a remarkable man. A hero of war, an eminently successful businessman, an able diplomat, a generous philanthropist, and many other things in his decades of service to the United States and the world. He was, perhaps above all, a warrior, one who cheated death several times over, including one remarkable survival after 24 days on a raft in the Pacific Ocean. Captain Eddie, as he was affectionately known to tens of millions, was also the recipient of the nation's highest award for valor. Eddie Rickenbacker was one of the top race car drivers in America when World War I began. He wasted no time in signing up, soon found himself in France on the staff of General John Pershing, and then managed to get himself assigned to the Air Service. He had found his real love. He quickly proved his skills in the air were as great as they had been racing cars on the ground. And well before the autumn of 1918, he was designated America's Ace of Aces for the number of enemy planes he had downed. On September 24th, Rickenbacker was named commanding officer of the famed Hat in the Ring Squadron, the 94th. And early the next morning, he decided to celebrate by undertaking a one-man mission over German lines. As he wrote in his autobiography, "Over Verdun, I spotted them coming. Two LVG two-seater photographic planes escorted by five Fokkers flying protection. All seven went by underneath me, and I cut back the engine and dived on the last Fokker." That was his first victory of the morning. Before the engagement ended, Rickenbacker had brought down one of the two-seater aircraft as well, adding to a total of what would eventually reach 26 confirmed victories in the air over France during the war. But it was for that specific action on September 25th, 1918, that Rickenbacker received the Congressional Medal of Honor for his conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty. After the war, Rickenbacker founded his own automobile company, but could not escape the lure of flight, becoming one of the most prominent and effective executives in the aviation industry. Eddie Rickenbacker, truly a legend in his own time and an American hero of the air. The Air Force Association is proud to bring you Heroes of the Air, dedicated to those who earned the nation's highest military award, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Their service and sacrifice reflect an ideal that puts others and country above self. AFA salutes all men and women in the Air Force who so selflessly serve our country each day at home and around the globe. Heroes of the Air is produced by Pelcom Communications in association with Radio America.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
Summertime, and the living is easy. It's a jumping,
I know that I'm burning, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, he's so rich, and your mom, she's kind of pretty. So hush now, little baby, and I'll hold you right. Gonna rise up singing, singing. Get the wing, your wing, your wing. Take to the sky. That moment. No, no. Your daddy and your mommy are standing by.
Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will return in just a short time. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL.
You're gonna rise up singing. Spread, yeah, the wings, your wings, and take to the sky. That moment, moment, there ain't nothing gonna harm you, no, no, no. Your daddy and your mommy are standing. Don't you cry,
AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton. Tonight's City Council meeting is in recess and will resume in just a moment. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton. AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
Okay. See, where's the on button on this thing here? We're going to go ahead and call the meeting back to order. That was nice, and thank you again to everybody for coming out and observing this special day for us. We're going to move on. The next item is updates from the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor Borpo. Welcome, and congratulations, and to council members, and to Councilmember Peake. How's that sound, huh? Pretty good. So I do have a few items for you to update. We've had some great events recently, and first I want to share about Light Up the Downtown. What a magical night. Even I think my wife said it best, that we had created a Hallmark movie. So to Jerry and her team in Public Works, what a tremendous event. As we saw, the Sutton Gardens just looks amazing. And the Sippin' Shop brought over 650 tickets in. And so not only could people see